We've all met excessively proud people, very arrogant people, people who act like they're the best thing that happened to this world, even better than sliced bread. And so we know how we react to people like this, the sense of revulsion at this arrogance, at entitlement, at these people that think they're above everyone else. And then we compare them with people who are totally not like that, the more humble, more caring, more selfless people. And often these are people that don't leave a lasting impression. The arrogant ones do in a more negative sense, true, but the more humble people don't always leave the best impression, the most lasting impression. Because sometimes it's so good, yet it goes without notice. But in the gospel today, we are called to notice humility, to know what humility is, and to live it, because it is a life pleasing to God. And what is humility? Humility is a sense of knowing our place in the world, knowing who we are and what we are. And that's knowing that we are children of God, we've been created in God's image and likeness. And so we are created with a certain dignity. But it also means that other people have been created like that. We're not the only ones made special. Christ died for us, but he died for the whole world. So all people are called to realize the great gift God has given us. So humility is not about destroying our self-image, but thinking we're not cut out for the world. But it's realizing that we've been made by God, we're made in God's image and likeness, but that so has everyone else, and we're equal with everyone else on that regard. It's in realizing that we have been created, what's called the imago Dei, the image of God, that we find that we are truly equal with one another. It's not in, you know, being equal in money, not being equal in opportunities or work or other things. It's only when we come into the presence of God do we truly find that we are all equal. And that's with our relation with other people. But humility is, first of all, how we relate to God. Because a truly humble person knows that they're truly reliant on God. Without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we are nothing. There's all goodness comes from God. The perfection of goodness comes from God. Everything we have is from God. And so to be humble means that we realize that we're not for God, we will be nothing. And that's a hard, difficult thing to think about. However, once we accept that, we grow in humility and we learn how sweet humility is. That the sweetness of being reliant on God is much better than trying to live without God. Because living without God creates an emptiness in our lives. Ask the people that don't believe in God, ask them to be very honest. If they go and search inside themselves and really realize that there is a big gap in their lives, a gap that only God can fill. And once we realize that only God can fill this gap, we become truly humble by realizing that we rely on God. Without God, we are nothing. Without God, we lose our sense of our identity. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to earth. He came to earth to redeem us, he emptied himself of the glory of divinity. He didn't get rid of his divinity. He still had his divine nature. But he divested himself of the glory, the external manifestation of it, and became a man. He became man. He humbled himself. He entered into the created world. All world was created through Christ. Christ is the blueprint of all creation. All were created through him. And so he becomes a creature too. And so he's an example of humility for us. And to show us that Christ came to earth to redeem us, but also to show us that who we are as human beings. He came to show man to himself I think it's Gaudium et Spes, chapter 22 tells us. It's the Vatican II document. Because before Christ came, human beings were a mystery to themselves. And Christ came to show us that we are created in the image of God, that we rely on God, and God gives himself to us. And so today we are called to be humble towards one another, because we don't like arrogant people. Arrogant people drive people away. But we're also called to be humble in respect to God, to realize that we are made in God's image, we rely on God, we need God. Without God, we are nothing. But with God, we can be anything.